And we just want to say thank you today. We want to praise your holy name. We want to magnify your name. For you alone are worthy to be praised. Oh, God, as we humble ourselves before you, worship and adore you, God. Thank you for this day, Lord. And we bless you, your word today. Bless your word to our hearts, God. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Saints, please be seated. Praise the Lord. May our worship be pure. That just kind of messed me up because it's so real. Amen. You know, we come into the house of the Lord to worship him, to fellowship with the saints, and to hear a word from God, and to be grateful and thankful for who he is and what God has done in our lives. I'm thankful today. I mean, through it all, through the ups and the downs, the highs and the lows, the good and the bad, God, I say thank you. I never will forget where you brought me from, God. Thank you, Lord. When I was down and out, you brought me in. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Gave me a new heart and a new mind, a new walk and a new talk, a new direction. That's what God does in our lives. That's what he does for each and every one of us. And I thank God for that. I thank God that I have an inheritance among those who are sanctified, those who are set apart for God to use us. And I thank the Lord today. Amen. Can we just give the Lord a praise? I think he's worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We praise the Lord today. Sister Jennifer, thank you so much for just allowing and ushering the Spirit of God in the house of the Lord, and Sister Camille, and a prayer on today, and Brother David, a man of God, standing on God's word, amen, bringing forth God's word, amen, and we just believe in God for all things, for he do all things well. Thank you, Jesus, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, amen. If I break out running, I'll be right back. But I'm just excited for the Lord. You know, it's someone said through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. If I never had a problem, I wouldn't know that God could solve them. And I wouldn't know what faith in God can do. Amen. So I tell you, I'm grateful. You know, I've been getting a lot of phone calls. My ex-pastor, we've been friends since 1979, I got a call from his daughter on yesterday morning that he had passed away. And for me, that's the third close friend this year that has gone on to be with the Lord. But it's good to know that nothing is lost when you know where it's at. Amen. Nothing's lost when you know where it's at. And I just thank God. And see, we live this life as a story being told. We live this life not knowing what tomorrow is going to bring, but we know who holds tomorrow. See? And I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for salvation today. I thank God for knowing him today. Thank you, Lord. We serve the true and living God. Amen. And we're going to see some things in the Word today. My subject today is God's precious Word. How many know that God's word is precious? You know, and there's anything that's precious to you, you don't take it lightly, you know. Amen. I believe, let me pick on somebody just for a minute. I believe Brother Andrew back there know that his wife is precious. Amen. Is that right, brother? All right. Amen. Amen. And so you take care of something that's precious. You take pride in something that's precious. God's precious word. Thank God. Have you ever been in a place or where you just long to hear a word from God? Now this applies to folks who have already come to know him, see. And we figured out that God is real and he's concerned about each and every one of us. And so sometime through our trials and tribulations, we get to a point where we need a word from God. Have anybody ever just flipped open the Bible and it fell on something just right for you at that time? Have anybody other than me ever experienced that? Say, how did that happen? Because God's word is a living word, and God's word has power behind it, and God's word is wrapped up in love for each one of us. And I thank God today. So something precious is something of great value, see. It comes at a high price. Jesus paid it all for you and I on the cross of Calvary. Precious, something highly esteemed and cherished. I cherish God's word, amen. And I'm learning, you don't take God's word lightly. If I'm going to share the word of God with someone, I want to know the best I can that I'm sharing with someone what the word of God says and not what I think. And if I come to a point where I don't know, I'm not quite clear on that, I'm not going to share that with you. It's enough in the Bible and enough that God has done for me. I don't have to tread in some water that I'm not sure of yet, because God is still downloading to me. Amen. I don't know about you all, but I don't know it all. But I know the one who do know it all, and so I'm trusting in him. Praise God. We're going to look at John chapter 1, verse 1 through 5. God's precious word. It reads like this: in the beginning was the word. There's a Greek term, logos, the spoken word of God. We're going to see here that Jesus is the word of God. And oh, how precious is the name of Jesus. Have anybody ever been in trouble and you called on Jesus? And when you called on him, you didn't go through a whole lot of, well, great master in heaven, high and exalted. It comes a time you say, Jesus, I need you. I need you now, Lord. I need you more than anything. And guess what? He shows up. But it says, in the beginning was the word. Listen to this very close. In the beginning was the word, capital W-O-R-D. And the word was with God. And the word was God. Who's it talking about? It's talking about Jesus. This is some deep water here. See, we'll look at Genesis 1, right? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Okay, this is when God laid it out where we can understand who created everything that we can see, touch, and feel. But in the beginning, in creation, in Genesis 1, is not when God showed up. See, God, he is the eternal God. He has always been. There was no beginning with God because he's God all by himself. Now, you know it takes a lot for us to get our head around some stuff, but it's just when God shows us who he is, guess what? I take God at his word. I've said it before, I'll say it again. What I cannot comprehend, I apprehend by faith. God said it. I believe it. It's done for me. I'm good. Thank you, Lord. So in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. Who is he? The Word, Jesus Christ, was in the beginning with God. See, God wants us as people to understand who he is. It's very important to know who God is in all of his essence and all of his glory, because every cult and every occult group starts with a misconception of the nature of God. If you miss who God says he is, you're going to miss a whole lot, because you have to know who he is. That's where a personal relationship with God comes into place. Thank God. He said he was in verse 2, he was in the beginning with God. Thank you, Lord. I love it. I love God's word. Genesis says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was void and without form, and darkness covered the face of the deep. Man, a big old glob of water, and God said, and it gets so interesting in Genesis, even when God said, let there be light, if you read it, that was before the sun. He made the sun. God is light all by himself. Watch what the next verse says. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. God created all of this. Have you noticed the mountains and the oceans and the trees? And, you know, evolutionists talk about all the fossil record and, you know, you came from a premortal ooze. And it takes more faith to believe that stuff than to believe that God did it. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. Verse 4, in him was life. In him, the word, in him, Jesus Christ, was life. And the life was the light of men. Okay, back to Genesis. God created man in his own image and likeness. He created all the animals and creatures and critters first. But when he created man, the Bible says that God breathed in man the breath of life, and man became a living soul. He didn't say that about the cats and dogs and raccoons, but man became a living soul, and that soul will live for eternity somewhere. And when we accept the word, the one who created all things, guess what? Eternity belongs to us. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Anybody remember when the light came on in your heart? When you recognize, I'm lost. When you recognize, I need Jesus. Or you recognize that, I don't know what to do. My life is jacked up. But I'm hearing that this Jesus is one who forgives sin. He's the one who can turn dark yesterdays into bright tomorrows. You come to a point where you recognize I need him and the light comes on. But God is so, I want to let you know this, God is so great that if we respond to the little light that he shows us, he'll give us some more light. And when you walk toward that light, he'll give you a little bit more light. And we'll find ourselves walking in the light. Thank you, God, because he is the light. Remember the little song say, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. It wasn't talking about your flashlight. It wasn't talking about your matches or your lantern. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. And it don't say I'm going to make it shine. I'm going to let my light shine. What is it that I'm letting shine? The life and the light of Christ that's in me. See, people know real when they see it. Is that? Now, I know that's right. You can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool folks all the time. So we need to be real in walking in the light. In him was life. In him was life. Thank you, God. We have life in Christ Jesus, a good life. Praise God. And the light was the light of men. And listen, and the light shines in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. The darkness of this world cannot extinguish the light of Jesus Christ. And don't think the world ain't tried to do it. So what we see here is establishing the fact that Jesus is the word, is the living word of God from eternity past to eternity future. It's all about Jesus. It's important to know that. But what I really love about this, because I'm thinking about and talking about God's precious, excuse me, God's precious word. So the word left us the word. Y'all follow me. The word, Jesus Christ, left us the word. We can stand on God's word. How many folks in here got some scriptures memorized in your heart? Anybody in here have memorized the word of God, or something come up and something quick in your spirit and say, but God said this. Oh, but the word say that. Where did that come from? God wants us to live a productive life. And so when we establish the fact that Jesus is the word of God and he left his word. Listen to Psalm 119, 9 through 11. How can a young man cleanse his way? Boy, that's a monumental question right there. Because today we see a lot of young folks in a bad way. We see folks committing suicide. we see the jails and the prisons and the juvenile authorities full. We see pain and destruction here, there, and everywhere. How can a young man cleanse his way? Listen to this. By taking heed according to your word. So here God has left a word on record for us all the way from Genesis to Revelation that we can stand on. He says, by taking heed according to your word, with my whole heart have I sought you. With my whole heart have I sought you. Not with a part of my heart. Not straddling the fence and not always in doubt whether I should serve the Lord or not. But with my whole heart, I have sought you. And guess what? You don't never stop seeking the Lord. I don't know about y'all, but I'm seeking the Lord for more. I'm seeking the Lord for better. I'm seeking the Lord for direction. I'm seeking the Lord for protection. I'm seeking the Lord to make ways out of no way because I need him now like never before. Thank you, Lord. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. With my whole heart have I sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Is that, thank God, I don't want to stray away from what you've already said. God, you said this is right. You said this is wrong. According to your word, God, I want to stay close to your commandments. I want to do what you said is right to do. He says, your word, listen to this. This really blessed my socks off. Your word have I hid in my heart. That's back to God's precious word. Your word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. When you hide something in your heart, it is precious. You can stand on it. You can take it to the bank. Why do we lock up certain stuff? We don't want nobody to take it. I imagine nobody in here leave your car unlocked all night. Say, ain't nobody gonna steal it. I think I'll leave my purse in it. You know, matter of fact, I'll leave the keys in it. Leave it running. We know we're not gonna do that because it's something that costs some money. It's got value, so we're gonna protect it. How much more for the word of God in my heart? I don't want to be where I got to have somebody every day to tell me, okay, now, Perry, now, you get up and do what's right. I'm talking about a natural person. And then you go over here and you go, no, the Spirit of the living God. I want to keep his commandments. He's in me and I'm in him and I bless the Lord today. Your word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you, Lord. Over in Psalm 119, the same psalm, he said, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. God's word is precious, and if we want to find our way through this dark, dying world we're living in, we need to have Jesus down in our heart. God's word is awesome. God's word is powerful. We are here today because of hearing God's word. At some point in our life, we recognize that God is speaking. And we humbled ourselves before him. And it may be someone that's on the outside looking in. Everyone in here has a word for somebody who don't know the Lord, who don't know the word. And God has raised us up as individuals and as saints of God that we could share with a dark and dying world. God is awesome. He speaks the word and things happen. When God say, let there be light, guess what happened? Light. My God, thank you, Lord. The moon and the stars, God created all this by his word. Hebrews 4:12 said the word of God. The word of God is alive and it's powerful and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. I mean, a two-edged sword, whoop, whoop, whoop. Now, some of them probably so heavy I can't even pick them up. But God's word is quick and powerful. It's alive. Sharper than a two-edged sword, talking about God's word. It pierces even to the division of soul and spirit. How sharp is that? For God to be able to dissect between our very spirit of a man and his soul, his eternal soul. God's word. And it's so sharp, it divides between the joints and the marrow of the bones. He's trying to tell us something. And listen to this. God's word, see, is a discerner of the thoughts and the intent of our heart, and everything lay open and naked before him whom we have to give an account. I don't know about y'all, when I read that, I'm saying, I better sit down. Because everything in my heart, God knows about it. He knows the very intent of my heart. He knows my thoughts from afar off. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? Thank you, Lord. His word is powerful. His word have power behind it. His word has anointing behind it. Thank you, Lord. Over in Luke, he was a centurion. He was a Roman soldier who was in charge of a whole lot of soldiers. And he had a servant that he really loved and cared about. And the servant got sick. You know, we all facing things that, you know, a lot of time we don't know what to do. I had a situation on this morning. I'm laying up there about sleep, half sleep, about 6:30. And I hear my wife talking on the phone, and it sounds kind of urgent. What's happening? And it was my daughter, my oldest daughter, had fell down the steps in her house. And the kids called 911. And we're trying to ascertain what's happening. She's down there. She can't move. She's bleeding from her head. And I'm saying, what's going on? But I start praying, Sister Carolina. I say, God, I can't be there for my daughter, but God, I'm calling up on you because your words say that I can call on you in the time of trouble. God, that you would hear and that you would answer prayer. And as time began to go forth, we begin to get reports back. Oh, she's at the hospital, but she's okay. She's talking. Thank you, Lord. And it kept on going, and then she was at home. And I'm saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So here in this verse in Luke, here was this centurion soldier. He cared. He was a leader. He was concerned about his servant. And it said, then Jesus went with them. They came. People came and told the servant what was going on. And he said, Jesus know that there's an issue here. And when he was already not far from the house, talking about Jesus, the centurion sent friends to him, saying to him, Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. How do we see ourselves today? He said, therefore, I did not even think myself worthy to come to you, Jesus. But he said, but just say the word. Here is a Roman soldier with an issue and a friend that's deathly sick. He even had said, you know what? Jesus, I'm a man of authority. I tell people to go and they go. I tell them to come and they come. But see, it comes a time, there's some stuff we can't do nothing with. There's some stuff you can't pay your way out. You can't talk your way out. There's some things that come up in our life, we gonna need the Lord to do it. Because if God don't do it, whatever it is, it ain't gonna be done. And then that's when we begin to stand on the word, see. When God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, I'll be with you always, even until the end of the age, we begin to stand on that word. Thank you, Lord. He said, call upon me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things you don't know. Oh, God, I'm going to stand on your word. I'm going to hide it in my heart. Praise God. The man said, you know, I'm not even worthy, Jesus, for you to come in my house. But if you just speak the word, and guess what? Jesus spoke the word, and the word came back. Hey, he's all right now. Thank you, God. Amen. Jesus heard my prayer, and it's all right now. Thank you, Lord. It's God's word is so precious. And for me, from a pastoral point, I want to see people in the house of the Lord and across this globe to come to know Jesus in a personal way and get excited about God's word and studying God's word and applying God's word. It'll transform your life. Hallelujah. It'll transform your life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. I remember, I think I'll share the stories. I won't really share at this time, but I remember the first time that God used me and my friend Sam to pray for somebody, and the Lord healed them. I'm like, what? I'm new in the Lord, but I got a lot of zeal. I'm excited. You know, they said, well, we go to the hospital, we're going to pray for him. The man been shot.